Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defund LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 212 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good evening. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Living the dream.
That's it.
We're enjoying the weather down there.
Got our last cold front, hopefully, of the year.
Oh,
whenever you guys get your nor'easters, we get garbage, too.
Oh, all right. Well, I feel bad for you now. They're telling me I might have 7 inches of snow in the morning, but it's slightly uncomfortable for you, so I feel bad.
I had to put my little zip-up jacket on when the sun started going down at work today, but I still had the shorts.
How do you survive? I'd move.
It's tough.
You got to move further south. You got to get down to, like, Miami or something.
Yeah, Naples, that area, they never get cold, but I don't want to be that far.
They don't get hot either, though, do they?
Yeah, no.
Like no, Miami doesn't get the heat and humidity because they're surrounded by the water. Isn't that true?
Yes, that is true.
I'm going to ask you because you're the weather guy. You would know.
Yeah, no, they don't get... they get a little, I think, a little more humidity because it comes over the state. It's like we don't get it because we have the ocean to our west.
Okay.
But Miami has to the west, it's land, so I think they may be a little more humid.
They get a little
if
bit.
If that makes sense.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
I'm just going to assume you're just talking out of your orifice right
well,
now.
I could be doing some of that, too. Speaking of, I woke Kristen up the other day when I came home from work with a fart.
Oh, boy.
It was fantastic. I came home. I went, and she's sound asleep. And I went in, and I changed, and I ripped one. She's like, Mike? I'm like, yeah. When did you get home? Like 2 minutes ago. I'm like, did I wake you up with my fart? She's like, yeah. That's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
That is a good one. Speaking. That's hard to do. You ever wake yourself up with a fart?
Mm-hmm.
I've done that before. Like, you're kind of just falling asleep, and then you do a real good one, and you're like, oh, what the heck's going on?
I did one that woke both of us up, and it was on a Saturday, because she made this pasta and sausage dish Friday night. And it woke both of us up, and I swear to God, and she'll contest with that, it smelled exactly like that sausage pasta tasted.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Yeah, you were happy with that one.
Well, there was, like, no duty smell, no mud smell. It was just... the pasta and the sausage.
Okay,
I recreated it the following morning.
Oh, that was very nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
It woke you both up, too.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Beautiful thing. Yeah, a built-in alarm clock. And and like she even said, she's like, I can taste it. I'm like, but you liked it. She goes, I liked it last night, but not so much this morning.
Yeah, I kind of can hear that.
Yeah.
It's like when you eat hot wieners. Then you have that little burp later and you can still taste it. It's not as pleasant as when you were originally eating them.
Yeah, that's true.
Or anything from Cosmic, for that matter.
Yeah, Cosmic is a fine establishment. I'll tell you what, go look on their Facebook page, and when you guys are getting 42 inches of snow, they're still open. Not only open for carryout, but delivery, too.
Oh, they don't care about their delivery. Send them out, they don't care.
They're awesome. That place is fantastic.
Yeah, that is a good place.
Wieners are good, the steak sandwiches are good, the Nixon especially.
They're not expensive either.
No.
I mean, they're a little more than like a chain, but they're not outrageous. Like some of those small places can be pretty outrageous with the steak sandwich. They give you a lot of food. It's like $10.
Yes.
Not bad at all. This episode of the ResortLoop.com podcast is brought to you by Cosmic Steak and Wieners.
We've got to come up with a tag for that.
Yeah. So how's your bracket doing, Bill? We had our live episode last week and we talked brackets and basically we just proved to a live audience how little we know.
Well, I mean, I think that's a little unfair because nobody did well in this thing.
No.
You know, you have all these ones, twos, threes, fours, fives, six, sevens, and eights losing before the second round starts, and everybody, oh, my bracket's done. Yeah, no kidding, so is everybody else's.
Yeah, that's true. I like the guy. Who's the guy that's in our pool that says Disney sucks?
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. I can't figure out who it is. I saw the email address, but it didn't ring a bell. I'll have to tell you off air because maybe it's someone you know.
Yeah, I'm only one down right now, and I still do have a 107 for the best.
That's pretty good.
So I'm still hanging on. Still hanging on. Lenwood James Olmshank is tied with me. But
his best is like 60.
No, his best right now is 99. Oh best correct is 40, but best score is 99.
But that guy that said Disney sucks, that name, he had a perfect first day. He was 16 for 16 on the first day,
mm-hmm.
and now he's, like, in last place. That's how bad that Friday was for everybody.
That Friday was just terrible, wasn't it?
It was awful. The saga continues, though, for Hurley. Dan Hurley is trying to decide between Pittsburgh and UConn, I guess, or maybe going back to URI.
I don't know why he would go back to URI.
No. I mean, he's getting $3 million, $3.5 million a year thrown at him, and URI's paying him $1 million right now.
It's not just the money, though. He's done everything he can. There's nothing else to do there.
You think he's hit the ceiling at URI?
Well, I mean, let's look at it. Harrick took him to the Elite Eight, but that's about as far of a run as they can go.
Yeah, they didn't make the run, but I think they're consistently a better program right now than they were in 1998.
Yeah, I agree.
Because look at how quickly they went down after Harrick left and Odom was there for a year, and then they just went into the toilet after that.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't... You can't win there. I mean, he did what he could. And
right.
The only thing is that he would be comfortable and not have to work. He'd have job security and not have pressure. But he's a young and up-and-coming coach, and he wants to hit the ceiling. I would think it was stupid for him to stay.
The only reason he would stay is to if he has his eyes on a job that he thinks is going to be open in the next year or two. Like, if he thinks that he could get the Louisville job, or if he would want that, or if he thinks Coach Krzyzewski might retire in the next couple of years and he wants a Duke job, something like that. That's the only thing I could think of is why he could stay, but he could still get bought out if he goes to Pittsburgh.
But now, would he get offered the Duke job, or would Bobby get offered? Because Dan doesn't really have any ties to Duke.
No, but I don't think you need to have ties to Duke to get the job. I'm just saying, if that's his dream job, I don't know what his dream job would be. I mean, UConn's not a bad one. If he turned down St. John's and Seton Hall and all those as a New Jersey kid, then UConn wouldn't be bad. I don't know if that's a dream job for him, but that's not a bad job.
No.
Considering where he's from and where he's living now and everything like that. As a UConn fan, I hope he gets it, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think Pittsburgh's a garbage job. One of my buddies from Henrikin has been messaging me, and I said, it's a garbage job. Yeah, but they're offering $3.5 million. I said, it's a garbage job. I mean, it's...
They've been pretty terrible since they've been in the ACC, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and whatever happened to Jamie Dixon? He was the one that always had them number one in the country, and then did he have some scandal going on or what?
No, he's at Texas Christian University.
All right, so that goes to show how great of a job that Pitt is, that if you're going to TCU...
Didn't he go there, though? Isn't he? I think he went to TCU, Jamie Dixon.
Yeah, I went to Bryant, but I'm not leaving Pittsburgh for Bryant.
No, but I think they could pay. I don't know. It was weird that he left. I remember that happening, and I was kind of confused by it, but they gave some cockamamie reason that he went. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have much else to really add here. Do you want to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have a hard cider. Can you believe that? It's called the Down East Unfiltered Craft Cider. 5.1% alcohol by volume. It's made with real fruit.
Real fruit, so it's fruity. Getting a
fresh,
little bit of...
pressed apple cider left to ferment. It's pretty good. I figured I'm still trying to get over a cold, so maybe having fruit instead of beer would be the way to go.
A little bit of vitamin C.
It's not bad. Once in a while, I like a cider, usually on a hot day, which it is not a hot day today. But
you are such a little yuppie.
I am a yuppie.
You are such a yuppie.
I have to say, we have a lot to talk about this week, but we have even more to talk about after the red light goes off, because we have some important business to tend to off the air regarding a guy's trip. So let's take a break, get through the...
when the red light goes...
You know what I'm saying? After we're done recording, we have a lot we have to talk about.
I like
about.
The red light. That's beautiful. Peter Brady, one of the Bradys got stuck. They were supposed to do some contest on the Brady Bunch. Okay. And as soon as the camera came on and the red light came on, he just froze.
Oh, he froze up, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might have been an ice cream eating contest.
Ooh, that sounds like something that would be right up
or
my alley.
I forget what it was. No,
it wasn't
bothering
the singing?
Me.
It wasn't when he like hit puberty in the middle of the song?
No, that was Pete Brady?
Yeah.
That was no, because that's when they won, because they threw him back in. It was, when it's time to change, then it's time to change. No, it wasn't that one. That was Johnny. That was a Greg Brady, Johnny Bravo. That was... Go ahead.
The other song they did, was that from the Brady Bunch movie where they go, Sunshine Day, everybody's singing? That's the Brady Bunch, right?
Yeah, that's a great tune. I actually have that CD, believe it or not.
Do you? I think I'll take a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now. Just everybody's singing Sunshine Day. You never know where this show's gonna go, do you?
No.
Just break it out into Brady Bunch songs. I think it's good time we take a break right now.
All
right,
that sounds good.
Autumn turns to winter, and then winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know,
it goes for everything.
It's even true for voices when boys begin to grow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you are into what you're gonna be.
Day by day, it's hard to see the changes you've been through.
A little bit of living, a little bit of growing, all adds up to you.
Every boy's a man inside,
a girl's a woman too. And if you want to reach your destiny, here's what you've got to do.
When it's time to change, then it's
time to change.
Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change,
all right, we're back from break, episode 212. Mr. Klinsman is joining me up in Westerly, Rhode Island, and we do this 2-3 times a year, don't we, Mr. Klinsman?
Festival season. It's always festival season at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful. It gives us some good content, and it's all about filth and terrible music.
Oh, no.
Cheesy music, I should say.
Yes. Be careful.
I'll correct myself. Now, we're a little behind on this, but the Flower and Garden Festival is well underway, running through May 28th of this year, and we have not touched on the music or the food, but we usually start with the food, so we might as well do that, run through the booths at this year's Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. And it's always a beautiful thing. So without further ado, should we get right into it here?
Yeah,
or
go ahead.
Anything you want to say? Now, you've been already,
correct?
Did you try anything at the festival food-wise?
No, because that was Le Cellier afternoon.
That's what I thought. So you had like a mid-afternoon Le Cellier, and it was just the right time to not... You didn't want to eat before it, obviously.
Right.
And then you were filled up after. So it's tough to be there during a festival and not eat. It's like you almost feel like you owe it to yourself to try something, even if you're not hungry.
I almost picked something up at later, but I didn't.
All right, well, we'll get right to it. So I believe, I don't know how this is organized. I'm on the Disney Food Blog, great website, by the way. And they start off with the Berry Basket is the first booth they have listed. And they have a lamb chop with quinoa salad and a blackberry gastrique.
So let's skip that.
Okay. I like lamb chops, and quinoa is fine. The blackberry gastrique, not a fan. Then they have a field greens with fresh strawberry, quinoa, strawberry vinaigrette, spiced pecan salad.
No thanks.
And a warm wild berry buckle with pepper berry gelato.
Okay.
So a dessert. So that sounds like 0 for 3.
Yep.
For me. They have some beer and some drinks there. J-Dubs Brewing Company, Blueberry IPA out of Sarasota. You familiar with them? You've gone on a brewery tour there?
I have, yes. A nice IPA.
And then they have a Moscato wine and some mint juleps. Twinings Tea Berry Mint Julep. Non-alcoholic and alcoholic versions available.
Okay, that's a booth that's definitely going to be skipped. Let's head over to Northern Bloom.
That's a hard pass. We're going to the Northern Bloom. And they have a seared scallop with French green beans, butter potatoes, brown butter vinaigrette, and applewood smoked bacon. That's a hard yes on that one. Nothing there sounds bad, does it?
I don't like applewood smoked.
Oh, here we go. You're going to complain about the smoking of the bacon?
Mm-hmm.
You call me a yuppie.
Yeah, because give me a little bit of Hormel that you put in the oven for 20 minutes or whatever, and you want the Applewood smoked bacon. Yeah, that's right. You're a damn yuppie.
It's all the same thing. So you would skip over a beautiful scallop dish because the bacon is not smoked to your preference?
And next, we have the beef tenderloin tips, mushroom.
Avoiding the issue, I see. Okay.
Bordelaise sauce, whipped potatoes, and garden vegetables. $6.75. Now, that sounds good.
That does sound fantastic. And I do have to say the scallops sounded good, too. And this dessert sounds fantastic. A griddled maple pound cake with warm peach compote and sweet corn gelato. That actually sounds pretty good.
Sound too bad. You don't like peaches?
I don't like peaches. I don't like the flavor. They're like
I love peaches.
They have that like weird bitter aftertaste to me. Something about them, I'm just not a big fan. But even the drinks here are very interesting. A maple popcorn shake with Crown Royal maple whiskey. Maple popcorn shake, non-alcoholic. And then they have some other things that I can't pronounce. A unibrow beer flight. I think this is in the Canada area, right? Northern Bloom, that would make sense.
Yes, that is correct, sir.
So that's some good hearty flavors that sound good to me. And we're live at a Budweiser Light we have going
on. Yeah, we're live.
La Isla Fresca. They have a Jamaican braised beef with pigeon pea rice and micro cilantro. I remember that from last year. I remember reading that. Sounds pretty good. Jamaican braised beef, that can't be too bad, right?
No.
Sugar cane shrimp skewer with steamed rice and coconut lime sauce. You love shrimp, don't you?
Yeah, I do like shrimp.
So it's skewered on a piece of sugar cane, so that's an interesting idea to me.
I'll skip that one.
It looks pretty good. I like coconut, that kind of flavor, like it's almost like a curry flavor. A Caribbean conch salad with mango, papaya, and pickled red onions. So what's the conch? Conch is like a
conch is a fish, almost, right? Yes.
So it's almost like a skunjili salad that you get up in snail salad, right? That's kind of what it's like.
Well, I wonder if it's raw. If it's raw, yeah, it could be, yep.
And then tropical mousse cake with layers of passion fruit cake, coconut mousse, and a tropical fruit glaze with fresh pineapple for the dessert. Those sound like bright and refreshing type of things. Like that sugarcane shrimp sounds like it would be a nice light little snack. Same thing with the conch salad. I would definitely try those too. The beef sounds good too. Any of those would be fine by me. Should we move along?
Yeah.
Now, I think you may have had this last year from the Cider House, the Pear Cider Brine Shredded Corned Beef with Braised Cabbage and Branston Dressing with Pears.
Yeah, it was pretty tasty.
Now, listen to this. This is interesting. $10.50 for that item. However, it's snack eligible if you're on the dining plan. So that's a good bang for your buck for a snack.
$10.50. Yes, it is. Por favor tip, yes.
But that seems, man, that seems expensive. I think it's also a typo because I'm looking at a picture of the menu and it says $5.50. So that must be a typographic error on there to say $10.50. They also have a house-made potato and cheddar cheese biscuit with smoked salmon tartare. What do you think of that?
No, thanks.
You don't like you're not a salmon guy at all.
No.
That sounds good to me. Freshly baked lemon scone with creme fraiche and mixed berries. Sounds okay, not something I would order. Then they have a couple drinks, couple ciders, and they have the Florida Beer Company Carib Pineapple Tropical Hard Cider. That sounds like what I'm drinking today. A cider flight for $10. That's interesting. You ready to move on to the Honey Bistro?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the little pun there? Bistro? Like instead of a B-I-S-T-R-O?
B-E-E. Yep. Honey. Honey B. Yes.
Very cute, isn't it?
Yes.
Not a fan of the pun, I guess.
It's okay. I mean, it's decent pun.
It was an obvious one, wasn't it? It wasn't like they really had to stretch for it.
I'm just very uninspired thus far with this menu.
This isn't your kind of stuff,
though. And I feel like I'm in geometry class or biology class, and I'm about ready to pull out the folder that has my Sports Illustrated hidden in it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry I'm boring you with reading these, but I didn't come up with the menus. We have a roasted cauliflower with buckwheat honey carrot puree, wild rice pilaf, asparagus, honey blistered grapes, and sunflower brittle. How's that sound?
Mm-mm.
No. Honey tandoori chicken flatbread with white cheddar cheese, charred vegetables, clover honey sour cream, and micro watercress. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm, that sounds okay.
Chicken flatbread with cheese on it. That sounds okay. And then a local wildflower honey mascarpone cheesecake with orange blossom honey ice cream, garnished with fennel pollen meringue kisses. Cheesecake sounds good. All that other nonsense I don't know about. And then you could get a honey wine from the Florida Orange Groves Winery
okay.
out of St. Petersburg. an orange blossom pilsner, honey peach cobbler freeze with blueberry vodka. That sounds like something Sweet Susie might enjoy for a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
A honey peach cobbler freeze with blueberry vodka, because the drink she had at Shula's was a blueberry something, right?
Yeah, it was like a blueberry martini, I believe,
so
yes.
Maybe that would be something right down her alley there. We have the pineapple promenade. Again, nothing that really sticks out to you there, I imagine.
Mm-mm.
So we're batting 0 for here. Besides that Canada one, we're pretty much got mm-hmm. nothing going on for you. I tend to agree. Nothing's really excited me. The pineapple promenade has a spicy hot dog with pineapple chutney and plantain chips. That's a pass for me. I know you don't like pineapple on stuff, so that you're probably not interested in that, are you?
No.
I'm kind of interested in the spicy hot dog. Is the hot dog itself spicy, or they put like some
mustard on it?
Some mustard or something. Because if it's just a spicy hot dog, that sounds okay. And then pineapple soft serve, which is Dole Whip, which you can already get. Then they have some beers from Hawaii and things like that. Maui Brewing Company, Pineapple Mana Wheat. The Coastal Empire Beer Company, Coco Pina Goes. Pineapple Beer Flight. So that's something. You can get the Dole Whip with coconut rum if you're so inclined. Anything there you're looking forward to?
No.
No. I don't remember the... this one being such a dud last year when we went through the menu, do you?
No.
I wonder if they changed it up a lot. I think we're going to get back on the train here because this sounds pretty good. The Jardin de Fiestas, which must be in the Mexico area, they have a pork taco. Slow-braised pork taco served with apple relish, goat cheese, and chili diablo sauce. That sounds pretty good. Then they have a chilaquiles served with chorizo, Mexican cream, and cojita cheese. How's that sound?
It's 2 for 2 right there, Jürgen.
I don't even know what half that stuff means, but if it's got chorizo in it, it can't be bad, right?
Oh, no.
And then they have a capriotada, which is a bread pudding served with rompop, which I don't know what that is, but it's a dessert, so I'd probably skip that anyway. Then they have a daisy spicy beer. That sounds interesting. I wonder if it's like... I know there's a... like. Have you ever had like the Michelada or anything?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's basically you do like half Budweiser and half like tomato juice.
Oh, no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's a Michelada. It's like a brunch thing. Instead of like a Bloody Mary, you have that. It's actually a clamato juice. So it's like clam, tomato juice, and beer all mixed together. Not looking forward to that?
No.
No, I don't know if that's what that is. So that booth you are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're on to the Lotus House, and I'm guessing that's in China. They have a spicy meatball with crispy tofu, which could be good. Fried chicken dumplings with peanut sauce. Sign me up for that. That sounds fantastic. And vegetable spring rolls. Always like a good spring roll. I would try all three of those things. What do you think of that?
Not so much.
Nothing? Mm. Fried chicken dumplings with peanut sauce?
Nah. I'm going to take a pass on these three.
What, did you just eat before we get on the air? You're not like into this at all.
Tofu, peanut sauce...
Peanut sauce is fantastic. You haven't had like good peanut sauce with like Thai food?
No.
That's the best thing. Love peanut sauce. You're missing out on that. The Bauern Market, the farmer's market.
Oh, lovely in Germany.
Yeah. Potato pancakes with house-made applesauce.
No, thank
you. Traditional snack. Potato pancake with caramelized ham, onions, and herb sour cream. That sounds good.
Good with that.
Toasted pretzel bread topped with black forest ham and melted Gruyere cheese. That sounds pretty good. And then a warm cheese strudel with mixed berries for the dessert. I'll pass on that. But everything else sounds pretty good there. Toasted pretzel bread with ham and then the ham, onion, and herb sour cream on the potato pancake. That sounds really good. I want to see a picture of that. Hold on. Let me see if it lives up to what I'm thinking of it. At the Bauern Market. Oh, that pretzel bread looks pretty good. Applesauce, that looks okay. Oh, yeah. The caramelized ham with onions. It's like little chunks, little cubes of ham on top of the potato pancake with these filthy onions on it. Yeah, that looks good. Definitely would go for that. The Primavera Kitchen in Italy, they have a frittata di asparagi, which is an asparagus frittata with mixed greens and citrus dressing.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds okay. You're an egg guy, though, so that's all. You're all about that. And if it's got eggs in it, you're happy, right?
Yep. I love asparagus, too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I love asparagus.
I can take it or leave it. It's not my favorite. A fritto misto. Crispy shrimp, zucchini, and spicy sauce. That sounds good.
That's perfect. Next one is... definitely.
Lobster ravioli with vodka sauce. Love vodka sauce. Love pink vodka sauce.
All right,
sauce.
So this is as nerds would say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes.
Doo-doo-doo. Yes.
And then they have the panna cotta el melon. Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe panna cotta, whatever that is. I'm not sure what panna cotta.
Okay, so that sounds good. That whole area needs to be eaten at.
Yeah, Italy definitely got checked out. Excuse me for coughing. Then we're at the Smokehouse Barbecue and Brews. That must be in the America section.
That's exactly where it is, Billy. It's over to the right of the pavilion.
Yep. Where the same spot where the food and wine booth is there, right?
Yeah, my name's Mike.
Mike Mikeson. Pulled pig slider with coleslaw.
Okay.
You got your attention there?
Yep.
The burnt end beef briskets with smoked pork belly slider, garlic sausage, chedise, cheddar fondue, and house-made pickle.
Now, this might be new, because the other thing that we love as the next one is the burnt brisket ends hash
with the white cheddar fondue.
Yes.
And the jalapenos.
So yeah, this is brand new. Now, this I'm highlighting. I got my yellow highlighter out.
Yeah. Let's see what this looks like. So the
This is when I was like halfway through reading an article in Sports Illustrated, mm-hmm. and the biology teacher said, "Pull out your highlighters because this is going to be on the test." I'm like, "Huh? This is Eric." Okay. So I'm highlighting this bit. Let's read this again: the beef brisket burnt ends and smoked pork belly slider with garlic sausage, chedise, cheddar fondue, and house-made pickles.
You got to click on the picture of that.
Well, how do I get to that picture?
Oh, Billy. Click on the title where it says the Smokehouse. Just click on the name. It'll take you to some pictures. So that pulled pork slider looks pretty good. Those burnt end hash looks fantastic. We've heard only good things about that. Did you try that last year?
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. It lived up to it, right?
Yes.
But look at this. Look at that little slider. Burnt ends, a little bit of pork belly, a little mini sausage on top. Filthy cheese sauce on top and those
pickles. That looks like it may be the best thing that's ever been created at any of these festivals.
Just better than anything ever. The only comment I have, which the bread doesn't look that good. Like, I almost would rather have it on that, like a little sesame seed bun, like a softer bun. But I guess that's
neither here nor there.
That is splitting hairs. Mm-hmm. That looks fantastic. Looks like it would be difficult to eat, but definitely worth the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can also get a warm chocolate cake with bourbon salted caramel sauce and spiced pecans. That sounds pretty good, too. I would say try everything at that booth, but definitely try that that new addition there. Yeah, with the garlic sausage on top. I think the chedise is in the fondue, so it's like a cheese fondue with little bits of chedise in it, which sounds good to me. Can't go wrong with that. Of those three, which one are you trying? The new one?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to try that, right? You'll be up there at some point before the festival's over, so you definitely got to try that and give a report on that.
That is correct, Jurgen.
All right. Should we move along, or you want to talk about this a little more?
No, we can move on, because I'm looking at this thing, and this thing looks beautiful.
Where are we? At the Hanamai?
Yeah. Oof.
Is that Japan, maybe?
Oh.
They have frushi, which is fruit sushi. Fresh pineapple, strawberry, and melon rolled with coconut rice, sprinkled with toasted coconut and whipped cream.
Looks
with raspberry
lovely.
Sauce on the side. You like that frushi?
Yes.
See, that doesn't do anything for me.
Now, that looks beautiful, and so does this ginger beef yaki udon.
Yeah, so thin sliced beef, onions, and noodles tossed on the grill with soy and ginger. So those udon, those are like those thick noodles, right?
Mm.
Ginger beef yaki udon. That sounds pretty good.
Ah, Bill.
And even a teriyaki salmon with furikake seasoned brown rice. That sounds like that could be good as well. But those udon noodles, that sounds pretty good. Sounds very good, actually. I would try any of those. Oh, excuse me. I need to go back to the Smokehouse for a second, because they have a beer that's a maple bacon stout from Shipyard out of Clearwater, Florida. A spicy double IPA. Ooh, those sound good. The beer flight sounds good at the America one. Sorry. We can move along back to Hanami. I want to look at this, though. You said that frushi's got you, like, really thinking about it there?
Yeah.
That's, like, their signature thing. I know people really like that. That udon noodles does look good. What are those the onions that are red like that? Is that the grilled pickled onions, maybe?
I might run up there Friday.
Just to try some of this filth?
Yeah, what do you think?
Get a little bit of a burnt end sandwich and some frushi.
Oh.
That sounds good to me. Go Facebook Live, do a little live.
Man.
There's more to go, though. We're not through this, because there's some good stuff coming up.
Now I'm paying attention. I put the Sports Illustrated back. I'm starting to listen to this lecture.
We get the Taste of Marrakesh. We might lose you on this one, but I think the next couple booths after that will win you back. A harissa chicken kebab with dried fruit couscous salad. That's a hard pass for you, I assume.
Yep.
This next thing sounds actually pretty good.
And it looks good. Yes, yes, yes.
Fried cauliflower with capers. You love capers, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Garlic, parsley, and chili ranch sauce. I have to say, there's a place down here in Westerly that does buffalo cauliflower. So they do like fried cauliflower and they toss it in buffalo sauce and you dip it in blue cheese. So it's like a vegetarian buffalo wing and it's fantastic. So if this is anything like that, they could have a really good dish on their hands with this fried cauliflower. Yeah, it's kind of what it looks like. That looks pretty good. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Fried cauliflower. Mm-hmm. Even that chicken doesn't look too bad. That harissa chicken kebab. The couscous thing doesn't really do it for me with the fruit in it, but the chicken looks pretty good, nice and grilled like that.
Yeah, that chicken kebab does look nice with the little bit of rice. That looks tasty, doesn't it?
Yep, and then they have the walnut honey baklava. Bobby Bacalier. That looks pretty good, too, but I definitely am not going to do a dessert.
Do you like Bobby Bacalier?
Every time, because they always have baklava at these things. You always say Bobby Bacalier every time. You're like
Bobby.
A child. You think the same thing's funny over and over again. Whether anyone else agrees with
that. That's Kristen says that all the time, too. Like, you laugh at the same stuff, and it's not even true.
As long as it's funny to you.
Bobby Bacalieri, no?
That is funny. No, I mean, I agree that one's funny.
You're saying some of the stuff isn't, and I keep...
Some of the stuff is, but you get more of a kick out of it than anybody.
Right.
You're like one of those guys who hears a joke and you tell the good joke, but you can't keep a straight face. You're just laughing too much trying to retell the joke.
Bobby Bacalieri.
I think as the kids would say, you have no chill.
Oh, okay.
As you can ask your friend Dedek if that's what he would say.
Oh, be working with a Dedek tomorrow. Hello there, Dedek.
He's a youngin', right? He's in his 20s still, isn't he?
Yeah, what is that? You have no chill?
No chill, yeah. All right, so should we move on to the Florida Fresh booth?
Mm-hmm.
They have a carne gusada with black bean cake and cilantro lime sour cream. I don't know what carne gusada is. I know what carne asada is. Oh, I don't know what it is, but it looks fantastic.
It looks beautiful.
Oh, that looks lovely. I would definitely try that.
Does that shrimp.
Yeah, spicy blackened shrimp with stone ground cheddar cheese grits with brown gravy and local sweet corn relish. Fantastic.
Billy, those, as Emerald would call them, plural, those shrimps look beautiful. They're just lightly seasoned. Look like they got a little kick to it.
They got that nice dry rub. Yeah, the spicy blackened shrimp cooked well. Nice and big, too. They're not like those little cocktail shrimp. They're like good, juicy shrimp. You know, you could taste the sweetness of the shrimp, but you get the spicy seasoning on it as well. Then they have a key lime tart with toasted meringue. Very fancy looking. I would pass on that. But those other two things, black bean cake sounds good with the carne gusada. I don't know what that is. It's just meat, I guess. Are you laughing still over there? What's got you this time?
So stupid, Bobby Bacalieri.
You're
so
still
dumb.
Laughing about that?
It's like going to be three people who even know what we're talking about. He gets whacked in the train shop, doesn't he?
I think that's right, yeah.
Right at the end, right? Because he collected trains.
Yeah.
He gets whacked. He was buying a train or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's the one they had to send up to, like, Vermont, right?
No. That was a gay guy.
Yeah, that wasn't him. Who was that? Who's that guy?
Sent him out to Maine, though.
Was it Maine?
Yeah, he was in Maine.
I couldn't remember.
Bacalieri was Bobby Bacalieri.
Bobby Bacala. No, that's the one they sent to Maine.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Bobby Bacalieri. They had to send him to Maine.
Let's see. I'm on his Wikipedia page for Bobby Bacalieri right now, just so you know. Let's see. Bobby's attitude, acting boss.
Bobby Bacala.
Phil Leotardo ordered the deaths of the DeMeo family's top three guys.
Phil Leotardo was the New York guy, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Silvio Dante, Tony Soprano, and Bobby Bacalieri.
Oh, then who was...
You're right, Bobby was looking at a vintage Blue Comet train set. Two men entered the store and opened fire. But I don't know... maybe not. No, you're right. He's not the one that they...
No. Bobby Bacalieri didn't. Yeah, no. He was... This guy was, like, on at the beginning, and then...
Yeah.
Because he met guy at the Getting Eggs and stuff, and they both ended up being gay.
Yeah. I can't remember who that was. Now I gotta look that up.
Bobby Bacala was a big fat guy.
It was a Vito Spadafore.
Vito Spadafore, that's right.
That's right. He was also a big fat guy, though, so that's probably why I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we got that straightened out, should we... Should we move on to the... Yeah.
I'm just going to be chuckling the rest of the episode, just to let you know. Vito Spadafore. That's a great name.
Silvio Dante is an underrated name in that show.
Oh, Silvio Dante is the best. Plays with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that's right.
He was one of the best in that. I mean, everybody was good, but Silvio Dante was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yes.
Do you remember what his daughter's name was?
Oh, no.
Her name was Heather Dante.
Heather Dante.
She sang in the choir with Mezzo Soprano, but I remember the name because they were at a funeral, and it was like two families went to the funeral and stuff, so like they have this awkward moment where Silvio's holding an umbrella, and the guy's waiting for his buddy to pick him up, like in his black car.
Oh, okay.
And they're both kind of awkwardly, like just kind of looking at each other, and he goes, so Silvio, how's Heather doing? And he kind of has the upside down smile with his lips. And he kind of just nods. She's okay. It was a good moment. Anyways, let's move on. Enough of this. If you hear me chuckling, it'll have to be like Heather Dante and Silvio Dante and Bobby Bacalieri.
So the fleur-de-lis is the last booth that we're going to talk about here. This is in the France area. And they have a tarte à la tomato provençal. Provençal tomato tart with sautéed onion, fresh thyme, and rosemary on a flaky pastry crust. That sounds pretty good. They have the next thing is called a canard confit au gnocchi à la parisien, braised duck confit with Parisian gnocchi.
No thanks.
Did you see this thing, though?
The looks duck confit?
Filthy. Yeah, that looks fantastic. That tomato tart looks good, too. That looks like something you get at the quick service in France.
Let me take a look at this duck looks confit. Looks very good.
Then they have a chocolate macaroon lollipop for the dessert, which looks a little too fancy for me. Yeah, those look good. The duck confit and that tomato tart look fantastic. What do you think of that?
I just don't like duck.
No, okay. That tart looks good.
That tart looks fantastic. Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
You can see the little bit of sea salt on it on top of those olives and everything. Just
that does look good.
Nothing like a good fire-roasted tomato on top of some bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it's good.
I love it like on a nice brick oven pizza.
Yes. Yep, that's exactly right. So overall, you're not too thrilled with the offerings at this
year's festival. I think it was a strong finish, Bill, a strong finish, and you're always going to remember the end.
That's true. That burnt end sandwich sounds fantastic. Some of the stuff at Japan, Florida Fresh. Yeah, that looked pretty good. Even that tart. Yeah, so there's enough there. And there's probably some things that we kind of just poo-pooed and glossed over that are probably pretty good if we gave them a try.
Right.
Like that beef tenderloin from the Canada booth is probably pretty good. Take a look at that thing. Oh, yeah, the beef tenderloin tips. That looks very hearty. The scallops look good, too. I think your tune might change on the scallops if you took a look at it from that Northern Bloom.
All right,
so definitely the Northern Bloom sounds really good. The Mexico one with the pork taco sounds good. The America and the Florida Fresh are probably the big winners.
Yeah, I think there's some good winners here.
Oh, everything. Yeah, that Mexico one looks fantastic. I'm looking at that now. I'm coming around on it. I think we got our stride here at the end, and now it's making everything else look better by comparison. Those last three or four booths, they're like a good point guard.
Mm-hmm.
They make everyone a little better.
Ah, that's a good analogy. Good analogy, you know what I mean? Mr. Klinsman.
They bring up the rest of it. I have nothing else to add here. We could do a little recap here after the break if you'd like.
That's fine.
You have something else you want to say? I know you're looking at food pictures, so go ahead and speak
your
mind.
No, we're good.
All right, well, let's take a break then.
Okay, Mr. Klinsman. You woke up this morning, got yourself gone. Your mom always said you'd be the chosen one. She said, one in a million, you got to burn the shine. You're born under a bad sign. Baby. right, back from break. This is episode 212 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de this podcast. Mr. Klinsman and I just went over the food offerings at the Flowering Garden Festival at Epcot.
That's correct. Talked a little bit of Sopranos.
Yes, we did.
But, you're right, though. The first few booths did not really inspire anything out of me. The Berry Basket, Isla Fresca, Cider House, Honey Bee. Wasn't really bringing anything to the table. That Northern Bloom looks pretty good. Jardin de Fiestas, Lotus House. I like the sounds of that stuff. You weren't too thrilled about the spicy meatballs with crispy tofu, the fried chicken dumplings. That sounded good to me. But you weren't looking forward to those. But then we got into the Italian one, too. We forgot about that. The Primavera Kitchen. You were excited about that.
Yeah, good offerings there, too.
Let's go back, because we didn't really look at those pictures. Oh, that just looks like a filthy little omelet. The frittata di asparagi. Asparagus frittata with a little salad on top. Oh, crispy shrimp with zucchini.
Which one was this?
The Primavera Kitchen. Oh, yeah. Lobster ravioli with the vodka sauce. Those all look good. I have to say that.
Primavera Kitchen, I am opening up right now, and yeah, the asparagus salad looks good.
Look at those little fried zucchinis with the shrimp, though.
Oh, that shrimp. Sauce. Oh, that looks gorgeous. Thank you very much. And yes. Yep, yeah, that's a 3-for-3 right there, too, Billy. Good recall on that.
Yeah, so it looks pretty good. I think we kind of gave them a little bit of crap early on, but they redeemed themselves.
I think our expectations at this point are so high that nobody can ever... exceed our expectations when it comes to food.
That's true. Yeah, some of the stuff, they get a little crunchy with some of the things. Like, kind of...
Yes.
A little too out there, trying to cater to some of the vegans and the vegetarians with some of the stuff, where I'd rather just have it be, you know, solid offerings using the flavors of that country or that area instead of trying to, like, feature one ingredient. Like, when they do the honey thing, it's like everything has to have the...
Yes.
I mean, it makes sense, because that's who's sponsoring it, but... I'd rather have them focus on just putting out a good dish than trying to incorporate honey into everything. But that's just me. Same with the Berry Basket. You know, they kind of get caught up in these things where there's like, all right, we got to figure out how to use berries with fish, and it just doesn't always work out. But I guess if that's our biggest quibble with it, then it's still doing all right. And plus, all the garden stuff there is fantastic. I love seeing the topiaries at the Flower and Garden Festival. I do enjoy that. I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for the Flower and Garden, because when we went on our honeymoon, it was Flower and Garden Festival.
See, and that's what I'm noticing that I'm actually liking more than the food. That art festival was amazing, and I had never really checked it out, but now that I have a room that I want to decorate with Disney art, it's really cool, and I agree with you with the flowers. I love checking out all the flowers and the characters and...
But plus, you love the music at that one. Probably more than food and wine, right?
Yes.
Which we can get to that next week,
probably. Yeah, sure. That'll probably be two, three, four, five-part episode.
Yeah, it depends. We're already halfway through it here, but we'll still look into it. Not quite halfway. A few weeks into the festival, but that's all right. We'll still have some good acts to talk about. And you actually went to see one, so we could bring that into the conversation for next week as well.
Oh, that sounds like fun, Mr. Klinsman.
All right, very good. Do you want to wrap it up here, bring everything home?
Yeah, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google. What's the Google one?
Google Play.
Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Website is www.porfavorpodcast.com. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast. You can email me, Mike @porfavorpodcast. Social media, @porfavorpodcast on Twitter and on Facebook. We are Por Favor Podcast. YouTube channel. Mr. Klinsman, why don't you do that? Because that's your baby.
Yeah, that's youtube.com/porfavorpodcast. You can check out some things that we kind of didn't really take off, but they're still up there, like the recipes I did, and then some of the day in the life things, which those can make a comeback, either of those. I have to say, I do have the guts of a recipe sitting on my phone. I have all the videos and the photos. I just have to edit it from about a year ago.
Oh, beautiful. So we have some content that could be added.
I do have some content that could be added in, and then you have a ton of video content.
I have so much stuff that
I
need to
edit. You got to get your life in order here and organize this and get it all together.
I do. The studio's 100% functional, so I have no excuses at this point.
Very good. But yeah, youtube.com/porfavorpodcast, and you could email me, gary@porfavorpodcast.com.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to episode 212. 12 of the Por Favor Monte Ingase Alejandro de los podcast from Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. I am Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we will talk to you next week. Can't you hear?